Captain Nemo called out. A steward appeared. The captain gave him his orders in that strange language I couldn't even identify. Then, turning to the Canadian and Conseil, "A meal is waiting for you in your cabin," he told them. "Kindly follow this man." "That's an offer I can't refuse," the harpooner replied. After being confined for over 30 hours, he and Conseil were finally out of this cell. "And now, Professor Aronnax, our own breakfast is ready. Allow me to lead the way." "Yours to command, Captain." I followed Captain Nemo, and as soon as I passed through the doorway, I went down a kind of electrically lit passageway that resembled a gangway on a ship. After a stretch of some 10 meters, a second door opened before me. I then entered a dining room, decorated and furnished in austere good taste. Inlaid with ebony trim, tall oaken sideboards stood at both ends of this room, and sparkling on their shelves were staggered rows of earthenware, porcelain, and glass of incalculable value. There, silver-plated dinnerware gleamed under rays pouring from light fixtures in the ceiling, whose glare was softened and tempered by delicately painted designs.